From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. The search is on for a suspect who shot a bicyclist in Orleans on Sunday. Police say the man was on the Highway 96 Orleans Bridge heading northbound when a white passenger van pulled up behind him and a person inside opened fire, hitting the bicyclist in the lower leg. The van did a U-turn and was last seen southbound on Highway 96. The victim was hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries, which according to investigators appear to be made by birdshot. It's commonly used in shotguns. The California Highway Patrol released the results from enhanced enforcement efforts that were conducted over the Christmas holiday. Between 6:01 p.m. on December 21st through 11:59 p.m. Christmas night, there were 6 DUI arrests in Humboldt County, compared to 9 arrests in 2017. There were no fatal collisions in the county among the 16 that occurred over the enforcement period. Statewide, there were 27 people killed in collisions, with over 1,050 drunk driving arrests. That's 15% more than in 2017. Fortuna Police announced they will be working with alcoholic beverage control agents during the holiday season to promote safety. The two agencies will utilize education, prevention programs, and enforcement operations in the community and at licensed establishments to help make the winter holiday season as safe as possible. Extra patrols will be on the roads until the new year, and police remind motorists that DUI arrests can occur for both alcohol and drug intoxication. The suspect in a 2016 stabbing at an Arcata store files a not guilty plea by reason of insanity. According to court records, 34-year-old Justin Crumbly appeared Wednesday to enter the plea to charges of attempted first-degree murder plus assault with a deadly weapon. Crumbly's charges also carry a great bodily injury enhancement. Police say Crumbly stabbed the victim in the neck as they were leaving the store, then Crumbly took off, but he was located at a nearby building. A psychiatric hearing is set for January 3rd. The Del Arte Theater in Blue Lake is presenting a play next month that tells the stories of military conflicts from the viewpoint of those who fought in the battles. The play is called Radio Man, and it features poems written by Eureka native Eric Hollenbeck, who served as a radio man in the Vietnam War. Hollenbeck started writing in the early 1990s as a way to purge his memories of his time in Vietnam. The play is written by James McManus, and performances begin January 10th. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.